Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to CPA Review and more. You are listening to CPA Review and more. You are listening to CPA Review and more. You are listening to CPA Review and more.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're joining from. And thank you for listening to this episode of CPA Review and More with your host, Phil Yeager. I'm your producer and director here at the Yeager Studios, Rob Medford, and together we are bringing you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you're new to the show, I'd like to be the first to thank you for checking us out. We're excited to have you as part of our listenership. If you're here because you've already heard our show and you're a continued listener, we thank you for the ongoing support. It's always greatly appreciated. If you're in the market for a CPA review course or simply want to know more about what Yeager CPA Review has to offer, check out our website at YeagerCPAReview.com or call our office and we'll answer any questions you might have. The link and telephone number will be in the description of this episode. Here at Team Yeager, we're excited to tell you about our new Yeager CPA Review subscription format. It's the same great Yeager CPA Review course that you know and love on an all-new, month-to-month, no long-term commitment subscription format. But without any further delay, I'm going to pass the microphone on over to your host, Phil Yeager.
Thank you, Rob. How are you doing today, Rob?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Yeah, today's I don't know where everyone else is located, but here we're in the beautiful downtown Rockville, Maryland area. And, you know, it is like an unusually beautiful day, isn't it? Low humidity?
It's actually really nice outside.
Have you been out? You've been outside?
Yeah, I've been outside. It's warm, but it's not humid.
It's comfortable, you know? So We get this maybe twice during the summer, a little more maybe, but it's
a couple of times.
I hope you have good weather wherever you are. Now, today, and we're going to have a rapper on, a rapper. And by the way, I don't like rapping music, but I have heard this gentleman and he's different. All right. Now you're probably saying, who do you have on? Jay-Z? No, we can't afford him. All right. Kanye West? No. We have even better. We have Drew Carrick, Petty Cash, the rapping CPA. Is that correct? Did I say that right, Drew?
Yeah, that is correct. Petty Cash, $S in that cash, the rapping CPA. That's me.
So tell us, why Petty Cash? I don't follow that.
So I guess I'll kind of start with the little history of the whole rap career. You know, I've been playing instruments my whole life. I started out playing the drums in third grade, and then I got into songwriting later on in elementary school, middle school. I formed a couple bands throughout high school. I got to college. I started kind of getting involved with the frat rap type of game and that kind of style. And then naturally, once I joined the workforce in doing public accounting, it just sort of surfaced. And that was actually the year that Fetty Wap became a big artist. He really kind of got on the map that year when I was starting my auditing career at Grant Thornton. And I don't know, I just kind of took to the name Petty Cash because obviously it's the first line on any balance sheet. And I kind of just rolled with it. I like the whole concept of having the $S in the name, just kind of give it that sort of rapper style. And my first song
isn't Cash the first item?
Yeah, but I think Petty Cash up all the caches, right?
Yeah, all the cash. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and so then the first song I came out with was it was a parody of Fetty Wap's song called 679, and I named my song 1231, naturally, for December 31st, year end. And it got picked up on Reddit, and after that, I was like, you know what, I think there's a little market for this, and I decided to go ahead with it, and Petty Cash stuck, and everybody I've shared that with seems to like the name, so.
Did you send it to Freddie, maybe to get a little, you know, help from him?
Not a bad idea. I'm going to send it everywhere.
Yeah, send it to Freddie. I don't even know who Freddie is, but what's his last name? Freddie, I'm sorry, Drew, who's Freddie? Freddie who?
Oh, Fetty. Oh, Fetty Wap.
I thought it was Freddie. I'm sorry. Fetty? Yep. Fetty who?
F-E-T-T-Y. Fetty. So it's just like Petty, but with an F.
Okay. And I assume he's not a CPA, correct?
Correct. But okay, definitely makes a lot of money, though.
Well, that's nice. Okay. That's important. It's important. We don't want to be materialistic, but yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. So continue on. Had you, you know, you started in what? Tell me where you started. You graduated from Long Island University?
So actually, that's where I am now. I actually did undergrad down actually where you guys are in Maryland. So I went to college at Mount St. Mary's University in Emmitsburg.
Yes.
In the middle of nowhere on a mountain, but I had a great time and sort of made my way through the accounting route there and ended up staying there for my MBA, actually concentrated that in marketing. And then after that, I just did CPA exams, you know, 6 months, treated it like a full-time job, went right at it. And then I started at Grant Thornton, after that.
Where'd you work at Grant Thornton? What city?
So I was actually on Long Island based in Melville, but I did a lot in New York City, naturally, since that's where most of the clients were.
Okay. And you're a New York CPA?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. And then what happened after that? You're in a master's program now?
So now I actually, I kind of started the PhD program here at Long Island University. Since I already had, you know, my MBA from the Mount, as well as my undergrad in accounting from the Mount, I decided, you know, since I'm working at a college now, since basically when I was doing auditing, I majored, I guess you'd call it, as a public accounting major in not-for-profit and higher education industry. And I got an opportunity from a senior manager to come work at Long Island University, give me some more time to work on my video content and my raps and whatnot. And so I jumped at the opportunity, and I've been here. And naturally, when you work at a college, one of the great benefits and perks that they have is that tuition remission. And I decided to start taking some PhD classes while I'm here.
And don't forget health insurance, right? Health insurance, right?
Yep. Everything I've quickly learned the costs of being an adult.
Now you're going for the PhD in rapping, correct?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Good. Good. I didn't know they had that. Is that a music program? Anyway, now you're going for a PhD in information science studies.
Yes. Correct.
Right. Well, what does that have to do with rap?
So the cool thing about the information studies is that it's a vague topic and it's so broad that you could really take it in any direction. It's a lot of like analytics type of material, but you could pick any topic. So one of the things that I'm particularly interested in is the maybe the algorithm behind creating the perfect rap song or the perfect song.
So if you get out of LIU, by the way, that's what we say that. From Long Island, Long Island University, you got a doctor of philosophy in information science studies. Now, is there openings other than the fact you want to do what you want to do? If you want to go work for someone, could you get a job with someone?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, a lot of the people who do the program actually end up doing library science and whatnot. I'm almost half doing it from a pride standpoint of, you know, furthering my education. Just, I enjoy knowledge. I enjoy learning and, being at the pinnacle of whatever industry or topic it is that I'm sort of in. But I kind of see it as just a way to, you know, even branch out, do consulting, do teaching. I've always sort of enjoyed teaching and whatnot, but really to give me the time and flexibility and being on the other side and seeing the time and the ability that professors at universities have to pursue sort of passion work and research. I don't know. I think it would be a good opportunity to potentially, you know, my goal is maybe to snowbird or something, work in Florida during the winter and New York during the summer, and be able to do my raps and, you know, go to casting calls and whatever else that there is out there. So kind of just taking it as it comes.
Sounds like you're not really sure. You know what you want to do? Let's talk about accounting a second.
Sure.
You majored in accounting, correct?
What about accounting? Yeah.
You majored in accounting, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy accounting when you were studying it?
Yeah. So the cool thing, the reason I majored in accounting, I had a really great accounting professor back in college, and he was just this absolute teddy bear, Vietnam War veteran who he's kind of off his rocker, but super lovable. And he made this,
off his rocker.
He
could have been off his rapper.
And he just made it fun. And there's something about debits and credits, something about everything balancing at the end of the day that just, it clicked for me. It was one day I was thinking like debit cards and credit cards, what does that have to do with anything? And then I sort of it just clicked one day, each side of the balance sheet, both sides of the equation. And there's some sort of gratifying feeling about things balancing and things working out. That I guess a lot of math geeks probably get that same feeling when they get to like cancel out X's, when they're trying to solve for X or something like that. Super nerdy, super geeky, but at the same time, that cool sort of gratifying feeling. So it just kind of was a fit. And I always say, I didn't choose accounting. Accounting chose me.
And the jobs you had in accounting, you said you worked for Grant Thornton. Who else did you work for?
So I actually got in, they recruited me early on. I was a sophomore going into junior year actually of college when I got recruited to start interning there. And so I was actually a Grant Thornton, a G-tier, as we say, for life until I left to do Long Island University. Now on the side, I was of course doing some sort of, consulting, speaking work or video making or just small business consulting with friends who had startups and whatnot. But it was really just Grant Thornton doing auditing the whole time until the end. I moved over into the advisory consulting line and also did a little rotation with the marketing just to get my palate wet, I would say, get a little taste of everything.
So you did marketing in the Grant Thornton, or is that, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Grant Thornton, you were an intern, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you do that, what, during your junior year, you said, or senior year?
Yeah, so I did that junior year and senior year, both summers. The full intern experience that everybody loves about public accounting. When the interns get treated like royalty, they get your networking Fridays and get let out early, and you're making money from where most of your friends are still working, lifeguarding or something like that. So I was feeling like a baller, from the internships and whatnot. And then I started, after I did the CPA exam, I just went right into as an audit associate. And I did that through senior until I moved over to the consulting and advisory line before landing over here.
Did you enjoy the auditing part, or did you enjoy the consulting more? Which part did you enjoy more, Grant?
I definitely enjoyed the consulting and advisory line more. It naturally makes sense for someone like myself, just the more creative mindset. I didn't like the whole rules based, it's just the following of steps, the black and white that comes with auditing. And I know some people that absolutely loved it because, it's basically just, here's the instructions, audit cash, send out bank recs, audit receivables, send out confirmations. And there's just kind of step-by-step that came with that. A lot of people like, for me, it was just too black and white. It was too monotonous. And so as soon as I had the opportunity to get over into advisory, be more creative, do analysis, risk, that I jumped at that opportunity, and that was definitely more enjoyable.
The consulting area, do you had more contact with people, or is it still you were working on your own?
Yeah, I enjoy contact with people. We did a lot of performing of walkthroughs, there's controls, a lot of interviews with people just talking about the risks that they felt and then developing a report based on those concerns that they might have had. I definitely enjoy the people interaction aspect more than just locking myself in an audit closet and looking at files.
Now on LinkedIn, you list yourself as a business influencer. Mm-hmm. A strategic innovator, mm-hmm. a millennial consultant, yep. a personality, mm-hmm. and also a speaker/host. Let's hit these. How are you a business influencer?
So it's it's sort of in the sense of all these individuals, kind of like I would say yourself as a business influencer as well, myself, you know, John Garrett, for example, or Garrett Wagner, all the people who are out there creating this sort of content in hopes of moving businesses into the age of adaptability, agility, turning towards the new millennium, how to adapt to new generations and to progress the business to the next stage. I think that content creation is really where the business influence comes on. And interestingly enough, I actually have a friend who works for a social media analytics company, and I was identified out of my entire friend group as the only person who is checked off whatever algorithm that they have as considered an online influencer. So I kind of took that to the bank.
Would you go and do that full time if offered a position?
Probably. It's one of the things I really enjoy doing. I enjoy the transformation, the change management, you know, the moving and the having that sort of influence on saying, I have this insight. I see the world of what it's becoming and how to help businesses, and any chance I can to assist and influence them, I definitely jump at that opportunity.
And where have you spoken? You list yourself as a speaker. Where have you spoken?
So I spoke at a lot of Grant Thornton events. I spoke for the Daily CPA. And then the biggest one I would say that I had, so I spoke at Long Island University as well, but also at the Mount. They brought me back a few times to talk to the accounting club. At St. John's, they had the accounting club there. But the biggest one that I've been a part of has been the accounting and finance show in New York. That was last summer. And naturally, of course, progressing on there is the whole speaking thing it was on utilizing, engaging, and retaining millennials in the workforce.
And are you talking, okay, what were you a speaker on? What was your topic when you went into, Mount St. Mary's or Long Island University? What did you speak on? I'm sorry.
It is a lot of this, what opportunities are there for CPAs? What was the strategies that I used for passing the exam? And then just, you know, being in public accounting, what is it like? What opportunities, what do you suggest I do if I want to get into public accounting? What about private? And sort of just being myself and just explaining my story and the things that I did to get me where I am, that way other people could sort of piggytail off that.
Hey everyone, really hope you're enjoying this episode of CPA Review and More. And let's face it, if you're anything like us, you probably listen to your fair share of podcasts. And that's exactly why here at Jaeger CPA Review, we've teamed up with Podcoin to bring you a great way of getting paid just for listening to the podcasts you already enjoy. So, I know it sounds a little crazy, and I assure you, it's not. Here's how it works. You listen to podcasts such as CPA Review and More, and then you earn Podcoin while you listen. You can turn that Podcoin into gift cards at places like Amazon, Starbucks, or Dunkin' Donuts. Or if you're anything like us here at Team Jaeger, you can donate to a charity right through the Podcoin app. The more you listen, the more you earn. So what are you waiting for? Go to your app store and your iPhone or Android and download the Podcoin app now. Use promo code Jaeger when you sign up, and we'll even give you 300 Podcoin as a thank you just for signing up. In return, Podcoin will give us a little bit of information about the listeners of our podcast who use the Podcoin app, how long they're listening, and which episodes are the most popular. That's it. Check out Podcoin today.
I don't think there's enough people that go around to students and talk about what it is to be a CPA.
Yeah.
And because I've been finding by attending the AICPA meetings that there's a drop in the number of people taking the CPA exam.
Wow.
And I'm wondering if this is because people are not going around there and just talking about what this profession really is, instead of giving people the idea that, hey, this is just a boring profession and it's going to be boring work and I'm not going to enjoy it. Where people like you who are influencers and have a personality, all right, go around to the different schools and talk about the profession. Would you agree we need more of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do by going to these classrooms. And when I get opportunities to speak to accounting clubs, and the accounting club, I mean, those are the people who are already involved. And one of the things I'm going to do here at Long Island University come the fall is they want me to go into some of the early business classrooms for the freshmen who aren't really necessarily sure what they want to do. When I went to college, I had no idea what I was going to major in. I thought history, perhaps, because I do Civil War reenacting. I thought, I mean, maybe acting theoretically, because I enjoy entertaining. But I think that there definitely needs to be more people who are who have that personality, as you describe, to say that, you know, accounting is not just boring squares who just enjoy, you know, counting numbers or counting beans and ticking financial statements. But there's this sort of personality involved, and it's real people. And I mean, honestly, it's a lucrative profession if you do it right. And it's amazing that you're talking about those numbers of the CPA exam dropping. And I'm guessing it's just people being too intimidated and maybe people not wanting to push themselves to really get to that point where they can get that degree. I know a bunch of colleagues actually that, you know, originally had planned on taking it at, and then they just eventually gave up. So it's a shame to see, but it's definitely something where.
And why'd they give up? Because they couldn't pass the exam?
Yeah. I mean, some people, they only got, you know, they started studying for half of one and they got halfway through studying and they're like, you know what, this is too hard.
Did they know why they were going for the CPA?
I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people just think it's just what they're supposed to do. If you want to get to the next stage, you're just supposed to get it.
I always tell people, all right, well, I more or less ask, I'll say, why do you want to take the CPA exam? All right. Now, I don't want to hear the answer. It's something I would like, because that's not enough to really push you.
Right. But
if you say, well, if I get the CPA and I stay in the accounting finance area, it'll give me the flexibility to get better positions and move up. So if you have that goal in mind, I think you'll study harder. You'll pass it. Where if you just say, hey, I'd like to put the certificate on my wall and look at it, you know, that's, you have to have a reason to do this thing.
Yeah.
But I hear, and correct me if I'm wrong, I hear sort of a conflict. Do you want to be an actor versus a CPA? I mean, is that, what do you want to go into? I mean, I'm not exactly sure. You like acting, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you like performing the services of a CPA?
Yeah. So I guess, you know, the aspects of the CPA that I enjoy, because I certainly am not I'm not the tax professional. It's always funny because people are like, oh, you're a CPA, great, you can do my taxes. And I'm like, whoa, that's not the type of CPA that I am. I do enjoy it's weird. I do enjoy that sort of analysis. I enjoy rising to positions of people understanding that I'm diligent and I'm intellectual and skilled at what I do in the business and the finance field, and giving sort of, I enjoy managing projects and seeing things through and analyzing them. But at the same time, I am torn, and that's why I sort of have this rapping CPA personality, because I do thoroughly enjoy the entertainment, the content development, the acting. And I always say, you know, it's whatever the universe will sort of provide for me. And I just keep putting myself out there in both senses, as far as growing myself professionally and then growing myself as a content developer and entertainer, to see kind of what catches. But you're right, it is a split.
Could you see yourself on Broadway, a one-man show called Drew the CPA? All right. Sort of like Mark Twain, you know, could you see yourself doing? I don't think, I was just kidding. Now, Drew.
Yeah.
Why are you called the rapping CPA?
You know, because I developed these sort of accounting raps. And it's funny, it'd be during like a CPE training that I would just write, you know, a Fraud Finder, you know, the rap song. I'd do a little parody of the Chainsmokers. I would do, you know, sometimes there were a lot of the original ones. And the one that really put me on the map, and I'm not sure if you've seen it or not, but a lot of in the industry have seen it, is the Public Accounting Anthem. That one had, you know, has over 40 something thousand views now, that I made a couple years ago, and just going around New York City with my friend, I nicknamed him DJ Accruals, And, you know, and we...
That's good. I like that. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. It was Petty Cash and the Balance Sheet Boys is the squad. And I just started, making these songs as a natural progression, trying to showcase, like you're saying, a personality to accountant, not just, you know, a billable hour, not just a resource that gets sent out to clients, but somebody who has this sort of dynamic capability. And it's integrated in who I am. I'm a natural entertainer. My father's side of the family comes from a whole lineage of entertainers. And so it's in my blood to sort of be that entertainment personality.
What did they do? What area of entertainment were they in?
So they were all in music. My great grandfather played with the Dorsey Brothers, and my grandfather.
By the way, for those who don't know the Dorsey Brothers, it was Tommy Dorsey and what's the other guy's name? Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah.
And I believe one of them actually died in a plane. They were actually entertaining the troops during World War II, and the plane just disappeared. Do you know that? I don't know if you heard that story.
I did not know. That's interesting.
Okay. Yeah. It's, I can't remember the other guy's name. But anyway, they were very popular, big bands during the 1940s.
Mm, yep.
And so he was with, what did he do with the Dorsey Brothers?
He was a drummer.
I play the drums.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Oh, do you really? Okay.
Yep. That's, I guess it's a good base for getting your timing down for rapping.
No, I use it as an aggressive thing. You know, when I get angry, I just keep eating the. Were you in the marching band?
Yes, I was. I was in marching band all throughout high school, and then in college, I was in the pep band.
Oh, did you like that? You know, I liked the marching band. That was really great. Even though we had a guy who came from Michigan State University. I went to University of Rhode Island. Mm. They hired this guy from Michigan State, and we had this little dumpy stadium, URI. And this guy was doing formations like we're at Michigan State University. They probably looked damn good if you had an airplane. But, you know, it wasn't.
Wow.
Really practiced a lot, and I enjoyed it.
My brother actually he plays on the football team at University of Rhode Island, actually.
Does he really?
He's the kicker, yep.
Right now?
Currently.
Oh, gee. His name is, Drew, what's your last name? Carrick?
Carrick, yep.
Gee, that's great. What is he? did he get a scholarship? I'm just curious.
Yeah, he got a scholarship. He was one of the best kickers in high school, and he's a freak athlete. You know what I mean? I was the oldest, so I got the brains, and I'm still pretty athletic. But he by far is the athlete of the family.
Well, why did he pick URI? I'm just curious. It's not known as a real athletic football program. That's not where they put the money.
You know, it's. It's a struggle out there for kickers, I'll say. And I've learned that from coaching him through the college process is, you know, places aren't really looking, you know, for the kickers. So this was one of the ones that was looking to kind of invest in it. There's a lot of D2 opportunities, but he really was trying to go D1, but the money's going to the quarterbacks, the wide receivers and running backs. So.
Right. Right. And gee, I have to talk to my friend, my first roommate, he's very active at URI. Anyway, getting off for URI and kickings and whatever. Have you thought about taking this rapping CPA thing and making some money from it? Or how would you do that if you didn't?
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely. So one of the things that I had a lot of opportunities to showcase myself while I was at Grant Thornton. And I'm thankful for all those opportunities that I had. I had a leader there who really believed in me. And so I actually got to, you know, create a Grant Thornton, theme song rap, which was a good sort of example for me to showcase, you know, it was supposed to be advertising the new brand and the next generation of GT. And so I think, and I actually, one of the ones I did recently was a not-for-profit called Support the Kid. They had asked me to create a promo for their pub crawl that they were doing. And so I did one for that. And so I definitely could see it formulating into that. And I never realized, and you probably might know more even about this now being involved with the podcast and in the industry of just, the accounting community is such a strong and knit and networked community on social media, especially LinkedIn and Twitter is what I've particularly noticed.
Yes.
Just, you know, very, very involved, interacting with each other regularly, a lot of engagement daily. So kind of seeing that I'm thinking, wow, I maybe a couple of years ago when I originally started this thing, I would have gone a little more hardcore at it. I just didn't believe that people would want to buy, you know, petty cash and the balance sheet boy, you know, sweatshirts, but it looks like there might be.
You know, I listened to one of yours. Okay. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, how can you market this? And I'm sure you may have thought of this, but you know, if you're really down, you know, having a bad day, all right. Hey, I listened to that. It made me actually, I smiled. So, I mean, I would sort of, I'm trying to think, I mean, that's a way, you know, sell them for people, you know, as, hey, having a bad day, all right, Drew the Rapping CPA can make your day better, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what you intended it to be?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, I think, of entertaining. It's to, you know, to bring, you know, to bring joy to other people. I enjoy, you know, providing that joy right back to the people who are listening. So I think it's definitely a good way to do that.
We have a sample that we can play. Hold on. This is the balance sheet boys. All right, Rob's gonna pay a few minutes of it. Whatever. Good. You mind if we play?
Sure, go for it.
Good.
I know the national, I know the big four. I know the private government and offshore. I keep my books clean like a bookstore. Yay, till I die, till I get more. I went to college, degrees that give me knowledge. This sheet hanging on my wall should really say alcoholic. My paycheck is symbolic of everything I've achieved. Just look how far I've gone with my accounting degree. When I finished up, got my master's, not a problem. My accolades were stacking like the cash in clients' wallets. Rolling through these cycles, clients bragging that I'm brilliant. Got the manager all psyched because he knows we got to kill it. When my documents are point and I finish review points, all I do is sit and wait for the cult to get anointed. Murphy with the butt, Chef Curry with the pen, whipping up our paper templates, fire here back from the dead. All I know is...
Well, Drew, I'll tell you.
That's one of your older ones, too.
Yeah, it's the original. Rob,
2015.
Oh, yeah, that's really old. No, that's, but it's still topical.
Relevant.
Yeah, it's still topical. How many have you done? How many have done these?
I've done, I don't know, say there's probably around 10 out there. You know, not all of them have music videos like I'd like them to. So definitely my goal is to get some individuals who maybe there's other CPAs who are interested in videography. Some are maybe interested in editing, and it could almost be a collaborative effort between, you know, I make the songs, help get some help with the video. Cause the problem is I can't videotape and act in the video and direct and produce it, you know, all myself.
How about videos for specific CPA firms? You know, anybody asked you for that?
No, but I mean, I'm definitely open to that. Cause that would, you know, making a theme song for a company is one of those things that's sort of my superpower. Is I could take a topic which you wouldn't think would have a song about it, and I can make a song happen about it, and usually pretty catchy too.
And it could be Drew the Rapping CPA, okay? And my group, you know, I have a group. I don't know if I told you, Danny and the Debits. You've heard of them?
And I have not, but that's good.
Yeah, it's a great group. Great group. We haven't been booked in 10 years, but anyway, no,
that's probably longer than that.
Longer than that, yes, but. No, I really like this stuff. And you need an agent, or do you have an agent?
no agent, so I'm available.
Yeah. No, really, you should come up with a way of, these are great. I mean, they really are. And yes, to customize them for companies, firms, you know, it doesn't have to be CPAs. But, you know, I think, I don't know if anybody else does this. Anybody else do this?
I don't think so. And I think that's definitely the market I'm trying to go, is a content developer for companies, because it rides the line of entertaining and professional, which I think is critical in the modern era.
Have you tried to market these companies, you know, at all?
So I just started, I just revamped the website. So when I left public accounting, I actually had purchased the rights to the rappingcpa.com, and I was toying around with some different logo ideas and different ways I wanted to set it up and how I wanted to actually market myself. And it's sort of now coming to a point where I just remodeled it a month ago, and now I'm looking forward towards sort of creating more content, making some more videos, because it kind of fell off a little bit for a little while, and sort of revitalizing the brand as that sort of content development service.
Could you market it on, are you marketing it on LinkedIn?
I think I posted about it when I redid my website, when I redid the website, but that's in the plans.
Yeah, I mean, have a sample. I mean, it's sort of like, we're not the Rapping CPA review course, but, you know, we have demos, samples, and I'll tell you, I was listening to that, and I thought to myself, that is something really neat. And it did. It brought a smile to me. I really liked the stuff. And actually, I'd like to give you a plug. Ladies and gentlemen, what's your website, Drew? What's your website?
TheRappingCPA.com.
And you have some, you have the actual ones you've done on mm-hmm. there?
Yep. I've got some, a bunch of the projects of the different songs that I've participated in over the past, you know, like I said, 8 years, I guess. So.
And I would really recommend to listen to those because if you want something, after you're going through a day working in an accounting firm or any company,
yeah.
okay, commuting to New York City, you might want to listen to these things. They really, I think they'll put a smile on your face. So I'd like to give a plug for you, Drew.
Thank you.
Drew, the Rapping CPA, and, you know, listen to these things. And eventually, Drew, you got to stop giving away for nothing, you know?
It's, yeah.
You know, I realize you're, you know, an altruistic person, okay?
Yep.
But you can't make money that way. That sounds really materialistic, doesn't it? But but Drew, no, really, you got something there that no one else is doing. And I don't know why people are not, you know, I think you can market a little more heavily. Mm-hmm. And people will, what is that? Is there another
His
company?
Book.
Oh, you got a book? Too? What's your book? You didn't tell me about your book.
No, that was just this, that was this experience that I had. I made this book called Modern Wealth. Where I spent the summer doing a sort of internal audit investigation of these online marketing companies, just kind of getting an understanding of what exactly is going on between all these advertisements that you keep seeing popping up on your Facebook page or on your newsfeed of, you know, I travel the world and I work from Thailand and I make $10,000 a month doing that. And, you know, whatever else is going on. And I sort of did a little investigation behind that and uncovered the sort of, you know, marketing scheme, multi-level marketing scheme, as we call it, that strategy. So I just kind of wrote a little blurb about that and then gave my sort of a take on the ideal way to make money in the 21st
century. And you don't sell that book?
No, it's like a little 30 page or 35 page ebook sort of, I had on the website for a while. I think it's still up there actually in the little shop center and whatnot. Yeah. I originally was going to, but it was just branding and it was kind of in a passing moment.
Well, I have not read it obviously, so I can't speak for it, but you know, I'm sure if it's as good as the rap songs, you know what? I'm going to look at it after I'm going to look at it after we finish the interview. Right? I'd like to see what it says. And, you know, if you will remind me every once in a while, you come up with something,
yep.
we'd be happy to push it, plug it on sure. this. And because, you know, I want to do more than just talk about CPA review, being an accountant, although a lot of people want to know that, mm-hmm. You know, we try to push, hey, this would be something, what we call the CPA review and more. So this would be the more.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. And do you have anything coming up with this wrapping CPA? Are you still? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I can give a little verse if you would like from a new one that I'm working with. It's a little collaborative type of effort that I'm doing with Dr. Sean Stein and Garrett Wagner.
We're actually having him on the show.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we've got Dr. Sean Stein Smith and Amy Walke, Amanda Walke, who are going to be on the show later this week.
Very cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I met the both of them at the Accounting and Finance Show last year, and we all kind of hit it off and connected. And Dr. Sean really wanted to do a sort of rap vibe, so I created a whole bunch of lyrics for all of us, and we're hoping to kind of do a little Beastie Boys style rap. Hopefully, get the chance to connect and make a video. But I've got some verses here that I made off of this sort of.
All right, here we go. All right, this is a world premiere, right?
World premiere.
Never been played anyplace else.
Nope.
You haven't played on any of the podcasts?
Nope. This is brand new.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm just honored. Rob, you honored?
I am.
Rob, actually, Rob is a DJ also part-time. So
no, that's great.
Anyway, Rob, you want to let Rob introduce this. He's got that DJ voice. Go ahead.
Sure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time premiering to us live here at CPA Review and More, we've got the Rapping CPA.
All right. I'm so petty, but only with my cash. Always keep it pretty, so I'm taking out the trash. Teamed up with the money gang, building off the past. Here forever after, so you know that it will last. Fresh clothes, the best bros you best know. If you're looking to win, you better get close. We got the knowledge like college, you have to set goals. Dollars, yeah, we get those. Hedge us and you'll get hosed. I keep hosting and keep boasting the biggest gains. Talking accounting industry, I'm the biggest name. The way I'm rapping analytics like Olympic Games. I got the power of the mind, so I call it brain.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, I think now this is the one you're writing for that Dr. Sean.
Yeah, so that's we're each gonna have a sort of verse that we give in this sort of Beastie Boy style type of rap, so that's that was some of my verse.
I thought Dr. Sean was Bitcoins.
He's Dr. Blockchain.
Dr. Blockchain. I hope he gets that corrected. No, what is you know? we're gonna have him on to talk about blockchain.
Oh yeah.
Actually, I saw it was interesting. We were in the supermarket here yesterday, Safeway, and they have a machine. They sell Bitcoins.
Yeah, I told you. I don't understand that. Yeah. You can get it anywhere now. It's becoming more and more popular. It's just a matter of the places that accept it as currencies. A lot of people are using it as a person-to-person payment format.
I don't know. Maybe the fact that the machine is in Safeway that disperses this, maybe they accept it. I don't know. But anyway, no, I'm anxious to talk to Dr. Sean.
Yep.
And I'll certainly mention to him that we spoke with you. Mm. And he should work with you, obviously. And, hey, turn this into something really, you know, I think it's great you share this with people and, you know, you're just building it up. But, you know, I think you're going to have something really, really successful, you know, within a short period of time. Yep. And just keep, the question is, do you give up the accounting field? Or do you give up going out there and talking about the CPA? Or do you continue with the rapping CPA? Or do you do both? I guess you could do both.
Yeah. I mean, for right now, it's, you know, obviously we were talking at the very beginning of the show about, you know, health insurance and benefits and stuff like that. So there's still that aspect that it kind of becomes one of those lines that where it crosses over. So I'll manage both while I can, and then make the jump when it's necessary.
Should do a rap about health insurance.
Yeah. Oh, joy.
That's a whole new topic.
And I could think of some words. I could say about the insurance company.
It's a scam. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. These deductibles are ridiculous. All right. So anyway, I think you can. Do you mention when you go out to the schools that you are the rapping CPA, or do you just talk about the CPA profession? What do you do at the schools?
Yeah, I mean, I always there's almost not a room that I don't enter where I don't tell somebody that I'm a rapper of sorts and the rapping CPA. I'm always referring people to the website. The students are they're the ones that often they love it because then they can share it. I always tell them when they start at wherever with Big Four or national or wherever regional that they end up working. I was like, make sure you share this video with all your friends and whatnot. So I'm always pushing it.
Do you tie in at these talks you give? Do you tie in, you know, what it is to be a CPA, how to study for exam, and could you write a rap song, bring that all together at the end?
I definitely could write that. And I often, when I get asked questions about the exam and stuff like that, so I had originally a few years ago created a, well, not a few years ago now, I keep on thinking it's a few years, but after I finished the CPA exam, I created a website that I owned for like a year and a half or so called cpahacks.com, which was just my sort of personal story behind how I was able to pass on the first try and just different, you know, techniques that I used, such as, one of the ones I tell everybody is before the exam starts, they give you 10 minutes to read the instructions. And I used that 10 minutes to splurge everything I could onto the piece of paper, the notepad that they give you when you get in there. That way I could essentially forget about that stuff and my brain didn't have to be focused on trying to remember it. I could just go straight at whatever the questions were in front of me, knowing that I have some of these answers written down for later when I need them, if I need to remember an equation or a definition or something like that. So I had a whole website actually on that type of stuff, and perhaps a song about that would be pretty unique and cool to add as well.
Well, you know, this is called CPA Reveal. Let me ask you, do you have a strategic plan of how you're going to study for the CPA exam?
I just knew that I needed to treat it like a full-time job. I developed a strategy as I was studying. I mean, I came out and I treated it like, you know, I just finished my master's. I start working in January. And so this is May that this is going all going through my head. I was like, I need to get this completely knocked out before I start working, because I know as soon as I start, it is going to be 10 times more difficult to have that motivation at the end of a day of commuting to the city, spending the whole day ticking financials and auditing, taking the train back, trying to fit in the gym somewhere so, you know, I don't gain the audit associate 15, and being able to do it. So I just treated it well. You know, I woke up at 9:30 every day. I studied from 10 to lunch. After lunch, I had the lunch break, and then I studied again in the afternoon, you know, videos in the morning, and then, you know, quizzes at in the afternoon. And then the big strategy I had is I did multiple choice, 30 comprehensive, no matter how far along I was, just every day, just to get myself in the habit of dealing with the module. And it almost became second nature.
Would you say that you can continue your normal life and study for this exam, or do you have to sort of give something up personally?
You know, I lived off of my internship money for those last 6 months, and I definitely felt it.
You realized, hey, the money's going to run out, all right, and I got to study for this exam, instead of saying, well, the money will run out. Well, I'll get it someplace else. You got to give up something, right?
Yeah, you have to, you know, it has to be, you have to treat it like it's a part-time, you know, it's a part-time, almost full-time time job, you know, and it stinks as you're actually have a full-time job having to do that and then have another job. Basically, you know, it's like your night job practically. You work 9 to 5 and then again, 6 to 9 or 6 to 10, maybe even more. And then on the weekends, but you know, you have to sort of bear down, focus and be like, look, it's going to be 6 months to a year of suffering for a lifetime of reward. You know, once you get it, you have it. And that was sort of the key motivator that kept me going.
And also, as I tell people, the reason you get CPA gives you the flexibility to do what you want. Here it is. You were able to work in accounting, mm-hmm. right? And you can go out to schools and talk about the CPA profession.
Yep.
And then on top of it, with having the CPA, you became the rapping CPA.
Yeah.
You know, did you think about, I mean, you didn't have that in mind when you took the CPA exam saying, hey, I want to get that CPA so I can rap.
No, it only came to me really towards the middle of the public accounting career, even though I was actually doing the rapping just under petty cash, but nobody, I actually hadn't thought of becoming the rapping CPA. And then one of the partners at the firm actually was like, you know, you should coin the rapping CPA. I know a guy who's the singing CPA. And I was like, oh, that's a good brand idea.
It was the singing CPA?
Yeah.
The singing CPA.
Yeah. He.
What does he sing? Weddings, bar mitzvahs? What does he sing?
Nah, his is more so just when on tax day, on April 15th, April 16th, he's known for strumming the guitar and singing happy tunes after
everything
filed.
What's his name?
His name's Steven Zellin.
Yep.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
What does Steven do? What does Steven do full time? Does he just sing or?
He owns a small accounting practice, I think.
Zellin and Associates CPA.
And when the clients are not New York. Paying him, what does he do? Sing to them? I mean, what is it?
I think so.
A singing CPA. That's interesting. I don't know what else we could. I could think of other things before the CPA, but you know, that's another yeah. show.
Oh yeah.
You know, actually, I didn't share this with many people. You know what I really wanted to do instead of becoming a CPA?
What?
I wanted to be a shepherd, but I saw that there was no demand for that. I used to go through the newspapers and everything. So someone stopped me on the street one day and said, "Be a CPA." I gave up being a shepherd. All right. And also I was concerned about getting a flock. But, you know, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. No, you know what? I always said one thing. And I grew up in Long Island, and a lot of the people there, you know, they were either accountants, attorneys, and doctors. And I saw these accountants and I said, God, they're boring as hell.
Yeah.
Please use the word, I'm sorry, H-E-L-L. But they were boring. And I never wanted to be a CPA. So, you know, when I got the CPA, I said, I'm going to have a sense of humor. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the CPA sense of humor. Does that work? The sense of humor CPA?
Yeah, it works.
Right, wait a minute. Let's trademark that. All right. But, you know, that's why I enjoy doing these podcasts. You know, it's I can talk to people. I can talk to people like you. Really terrific.
Yep.
And, you know, this is something, God, the rapping CPA. I couldn't imagine before we actually spoke, what is a rapping CPA? All right. Yeah. You know, and I thought to myself, are you going to replace Jay-Z?
Maybe one day.
Actually, I heard Kanye West yesterday. All right. Rapping. Honestly, he did an interview with David Letterman. And I didn't understand half of the words he said. But you, actually, I can understand your words.
Yeah, that's a good start, I think.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great, you know, because today you don't find too many singers where you can understand the words.
Well,
right?
That's true.
I'm sorry. Rob's a DJ. I'm sorry. I forgot who I'm dealing with.
Rap artists, typically, part of rapping is the speed. Back in the 90s and the late 80s, there was a whole thing of speed rapping.
Oh, yeah, of course. I love speed rapping. That was during Christmas. You know, when you have to put the gifts.
That's a different type of rapping. Oh, that's rapping with
I'm sorry, not with the R. I'm sorry. I'm not really in the music area.
Phil.
I'm not in the music business.
Yeah, I've speed rapped before. But like you said, I think it's better if you can understand the words that are being said.
Yeah.
Because rapping is sort of, what is it, sending a message? What is the purpose of rapping?
Well, it was originally, I think, definitely supposed to be about sending a message. Mine certainly is about sending a message. It's entertainment education in a sense. Now it's more just about, I don't even know what it's about. It's not about anything. It's just about sounding like it bumps where you could ride in the car with the top down and just blast it.
Well, Drew, we do this at the end of every podcast. We give the person the platform here, the stage, all right, to sell what they're selling. Push what they are, all right? So I want you to do a commercial here for us, telling people why they should deal with a rapping CPA. Do you think you're ready for this?
Yeah, I can give that a shot. Okay. I freestyle.
Right, here we go. This could be...
You could even do it as a rap if you want.
Well, he hasn't written anything, please. Rob doesn't understand the business. All right, but anyway, all right, good. Drew, I want you to do an ad, why people should deal with you, and go ahead. Go ahead, please.
So whether you're a business looking for a theme song or a host for one of your corporate events to really spice it up, or whether you're a student looking to learn about the profession and see how you can think outside the box and be creative, the Rapping CPA is the service that'll really provide you with all the entertaining content, and it rides the balance between professionalism and creativity. And so myself, Drew Carrick, also known as Petty Cash, the Rapping CPA, can make a rap song, a video content, act, be a host, a speaker, a writer, or whatever else you need in order to get a message across in an entertaining way that engages your audience, whether you're an employer, an employee, or anybody else along the way.
That was beautiful, wasn't it, Rob? I think that was, you know, I think you added to your list of things you do, actually, commercials. Commercials might be a thing. Commercials for CPAs in rapping. What do you think of that? Good? Okay.
I love it.
Okay. I have these ideas. Of course, they do absolutely nothing for me, but, you know, I just come up with these ideas. Anyway, Drew, do you understand?
I was going to say, Phil, for the record, rapping on the spot is called freestyling.
Oh, okay.
The more you know.
I can freestyle. I do it once in a while. Don't be in denial, but I do this sometimes. I always make some rhymes. I'm great. I did 8, and it's never too late. Hey.
That's a freestyle. It's a rap.
Drew, I don't think I asked you for an example of freestyle. Well, that's very nice, Drew. And I think we're going to see big things coming from you, you know, and one day you will be on, you know what, you got to try to get on one of these, like Today Show or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And no, I think this is something unique. But anyway. Yeah. Drew, it was really a pleasure speaking with you today, and I thank you so much for coming on the CPA Review and More podcast. And, you know, Drew, I hate to mention this so much because I'm a braggart. We are the number one podcast in accounting, okay? All right? So if there's other accounting podcasts, don't listen to them. We are the number one. I shouldn't be saying that, should I? No. But anyway, Drew, sincerely, I wish you the best. And hey, if I can mention anything you're going to do on a podcast, I will do it. You know, we'll do a commercial. You can be on the commercial, whatever you want, if it'll help you. I want to help guys out who are starting out, because I started out in, I've been in business, CPA review. I've had a practice. I've been a certified financial planner. So, you know, I knew what it was to start a business and what you had to go through to make it successful. And if I can help people, hey, I help people pass the CPA exam. If I can help you get this wrapping CPA going a little better,
yep.
All right, hey, I'm here for you, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. And thanks so much for having me. I mean, it's an honor to be on the number one podcast for CPA.
Well, let's not push it.
I had a great time talking and I appreciate definitely all the help and advice. And I'll certainly be keeping you and the community in the loop on all my endeavors.
And we'll follow you. I'm sure Rob and I will follow you. What's going on with you. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. And please, sincerely, the invitation is there. You come out with something, all right, we will put it on the podcast, okay, to help you.
Yep.
All right?
Awesome.
All right. Hey, I want to see you one day be Drew the Wrapping CPA, all right, who everyone, every firm knows, every company knows, all right, that you can come in there and make their employees, give them a little more happiness, all right, especially when you're in New York City commuting.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. All right, Drew, thanks so much. Stay well and good luck with everything. And Rob, take it away.
Once again, I'd like to thank you for being the best part of CPA Review and More with your host, Phil Yeager. If you have any questions or topics you'd like to hear on the show, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show to share your story, we want to hear from you. Send me an email to the studio at podcast@YeagerCPAReview.com. If you're enjoying the content that we're providing, we'd greatly appreciate it if you'd submit a review to the Apple iTunes podcast app to let us know how we're doing. If you're in the market for a CPA review course or simply want to find out more about the CPA exam and what Yeager has to offer, check out YeagerCPAReview.com or call our office and we'll answer any questions you may have. The link and the phone number will be in the description of this podcast. Here at Team Yeager, we're excited to tell you about our new Yeager CPA Review subscription format. It's the same great Yeager CPA Review course that you know and love on an all-new month-to-month, no-commitment subscription format. Check it out today. Once again, my name's Rob Medford. I'm your executive producer and director here at the Yeager Studios. And until next time, take care and be audit you can be.